Hanukkah Sameach.
Good evening.
No.
I hope you had a good day.
Oh, gosh. I did have a good day, but...
So shall we begin, just even if it's just you?
Okay. I didn't get to, you know, study the candles as far as meaning or anything, because it was another day of having to run the road, so to speak.
I understand. The same include Kuchabari Kuishkinde Did Hilur, Himilud, Hilud, Hilur, Himu. Leakta, Shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, Yehuda, Shalim, Beshem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kenenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kenenehu. Verse 260. Tahatse lezim nin hai nechora dikla dalid ulzim nin hei ela bezimna dila mitabekan beya Yisrael letata liadlaka Leya leit achada bin hora hira ihu dalad uzimna demitare leya leit chabira im bne hora hira kideni kre Hashem. Come and see. Sometimes the blue light is the letter Dalet, and sometimes a He. When Israel does not connect to it from below, so as to kindle it and connect it to the white light, it is a Dalet. And when Israel awakens her, by elevating the Mayim Nukvim, the female waters, to connect her with the white light, then it is called He. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, we know there's a connection between Dalet and He, linked with Hashem's name.
Well, the Dalet means the doorway,
mm-hmm.
and the He means the Malchut level, the physical world.
Well,
and what gets...
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I'm just thinking, I don't remember if it's before or after, that instead of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, it'll be Yod-Dalet, Vav-Dalet as the name. And that's what I thought of when I saw both Dalet and Hay. Would Dalet also represent Malkut?
Well, a door is an aspect of Malkut. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And I think it means poor. A poor man, too. I've seen that definition before.
That doesn't come from the Dalet, it comes from the Resh.
Okay.
The poor man connection comes from the Resh. The Resh has two aspects. The Rosh, mm-hmm. which is the head, and the Rash, which is the poor person.
Okay.
What it's saying is Malchut can be, it could be Yud-Heh Vav Dalad. When the physical world is not in the center column, it's on the left side. And as the left side, it's connected to the left column, and it's representing the lack, the poorness.
Mm-hmm.
It's representing the idea of the doorway to the spiritual world. Whereas when it moves to the central column, it has some light, it's been fulfilled somewhat, then the hay represents the physical world, it represents Malchut as the spiritual Sephirah, whereas the Dalet just represents the door that opens. Mm-hmm. And that's really what it's implying as one aspect. I mean, we all know there's 70 aspects, so there's different ways of understanding this.
Mm-hmm.
But I get confused because it's not that I get confused, but in my studies, I was confused because the physical world, is it below Malchut or is it Malchut? The physical world is not a Sephirah. So there is the Sephirah of Malchut that is above the physical world. When you look at the candle, yesterday's verses were telling us that Israel is below the blue light, the blue aspect of the candle. But Israel is necessary to connect to the blue candle in order to connect it to the white light. And that, why is Israel necessary? Is it because of Mayim Nukvim? Because of the actions of mankind that caused the awakening of the flow from the upper worlds.
Well, last night, those sets, you know, I have the wax candles in the doorway, and I had the oil burning lights on the coffee table, and I watched both of them, you know, for all the things that we've learned during the week, and I saw no blue yesterday on either one. And
Did you see black around the wick?
No, I mean they were perfectly white, and the white, the flame
was
itself,
was the wick white. So when you look at the candle, you can see the wick.
Well, I can't see the wick.
Okay.
These are oil lamps. They're little vials that are filled, and then there's a little silver cylinder with a wick. And I got them. We got that in Israel. And it's very difficult.
I'm familiar with the oil lamps,
mm-hmm.
so I know what you're talking about.
Now, the wax candles, the flame didn't move. I mean, you know, normally they're kind of moving back and forth a little bit. But they were like, they almost looked artificial because they didn't wave. It was just like a light. So I thought that was strange, not seeing any blue at all.
That both that not waving and not seeing blue is a bit strange.
Well, the oil doesn't move very much, the flame anyway, but the wax usually doesn't, you know.
Well, the oil, the wick is usually below the lip of the glass, and that's
mm-hmm.
why, you know, it tends not to move. But
mm-hmm.
let's move on and see what the next verse has.
Okay. I think next year I'm going to keep a diary on the candles.
tu ki ye na ra betula na arkitiv bila hashem mem tet begin dila it chabirat bid kura uko atar dila ishtachu ikar v'nukva hey aleph la ishtekach v'solka mitaman v'ishtar dalad. Where do we know this? From the words, if a girl, the na'ara, is a virgin, na'ara is written without a letter hey. Na'ar. What is the reason for this? It is because she has not been linked to a male. And wherever male and female are separate, the letter hey cannot be found. Na'ara is therefore spelled without the hey, and the hey ascends, while the nukva stays with the letter dalet, which alludes to poverty, as you mentioned and we talked about briefly.
Okay. Well, I think in Hebrew class, in one of the texts, it gave a definition as poor man. You know, that was why I thought of that when I saw the dalet in the verse before.
Well.
Well, are we basically saying that as our candles burn, we're really moving through the Sefirot, starting with Bina, and that when we get to Zeron Pin, we've got three letters of the Tetragrammaton. And the female waters draw down the hay. So if, what would you, well, how did they put it? If she's not linked to the male, then the hay can't be found yet. In other words, we need the female waters to draw that.
No, that's not what they're saying. The female waters, female waters relates to returning light.
Okay.
The linking to a man is related to direct light.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember how to do this. You have two different frames of discussion. One is the candle. One is people and the physical world. And the two frames of reference are exactly the same allegorically with the Sefirot and with the Tetragrammaton, with the Havaya. So the initially earlier in this section we talked about white light. We talked about blue light, and we talked about a wick. And then we talked about something above the white light, and we talked about Israel. With respect to a candle, the wick and Israel are the same, and that is Malchut. Israel being the people of Israel. That is Malchut. The wick is Malchut in the candle. The blue represents as actually the wick represents the refuse in the world, the impurity. The blue represents the Malchut of the world. And the white light represents Zeron Pin. And then the haze above the white light represents the upper worlds. all of that is relating just to the candle. But in order to connect the wick to the blue light, you need to have, they said in the verses, there needs to be an Israel between them. Otherwise, the blue cannot connect to the white. That's what the verse said last night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this verse is now moving over into the reference of human beings. And what it's saying is that a young girl, a virgin, Na'ara. She cannot be a hay, she cannot be a vessel until she has made connection to a man. She cannot be a proper vessel till she's made connection to a man. And so when it's described as someone who's never been with a man, they don't include the hay in the spelling. They take it out and they say she is representing the Dalit, which is the same idea in the Sephirot when Malchut is not in the central column. Malchut is on the left column, and in that situation, she doesn't have the light. She doesn't have Israel represented by the Yud of the Hay. She's mm-hmm. just a Dalit. That's really what the verse is describing. I hope I've been clear.
Yes, it was a very good explanation. It's just that I thought they were still using, talking about a candle, but using...
They're using different metaphors to describe mm-hmm. similar relationships to the Sephirot.
Yeah. Well, I think I was concentrating too hard on the candle and missed seeing it was another metaphor.
Well, the section is talking about candles, but it seems it moves back and forth, and you have to be able mm-hmm. to make that transition. Let's go on to verse 262.
Okay.
Dehaihi kozimna deidchabar bimchora ivradinacher ikre Hashem dehakeden kola idchabar bachada itabakat bin hora hivara Israel mit dabekan bavakaima tehota leadlaka la ukden kolachad. Because whenever the blue and black light connect to this bright light, this bright white light, it is called hay, indicating unity. The Nukva cleaves to the white light, and Israel clings to her and stands underneath her to kindle her. Through the female water, Mayim Nukvim, they rise to her, and unity is found. Israel, by bringing up the female water to her, kindles the Nukva and causes her to cleave to and joins their unpin. Were it not for the female water, the Nukva would not have joined their unpin. Thus they too are attached to their unpin. This is because whatever one affects in the upper realms, he also merits below. Hence the Holy One, the Shekhinah, and Israel become one. Questions or comments or thoughts?
Well, Well, I'll be reading it. I see the picture, but when I get away from it, I need to read it again.
It essentially
to be unified now, so the hay unites with
the hay is a Dalit and a Yud. The hay needs to be connected to the Vav. The Vav is there on pin. What connects the hay to the Zeron pin? If we go back to the candle, the Zeron pin is the white light. The blue or the black light is the Malchut. Below that Malchut is Israel, meaning the physical world, but basically mankind, and basically the Jewish people, the children of Israel. If Israel isn't connected to the white light, if Israel isn't connected to the blue light, then the blue light will not connect with the Zeron pin.
Mm-hmm.
But be through Israel's prayers, Malchut, the blue light, does connect to Zeron pin. And then as Israel elevates, it causes the blue light to become more pure and to move up into Zeron pin, into the white light. And that's what, and they're saying, this verse is saying that it's all related to the Mayim Nukvim, to the physical actions of human being that cause the blue light to unify with the white light, the Malchut to unify with Zeron pin. The Nukva, the Malchut, to unify with Zeron pin. All of that is caused because of mankind, because of the actions of mankind, which is what's called female waters, Mayim Nukvim. That's my understanding of the verse.
Okay. I had this thought today with what's going on with the resolution and all, that it made me wonder with the timing of the season of Hanukkah, if this wasn't a way of causing the people in Israel to know that they couldn't depend on anybody, not even America. Thinking that we have, you know, and that really, it's Hashem or no one.
That
and
is
I wondered,
correct.
You know, and I kind of felt like all of that. I mean, it's the timing of the candles and the unity and you know. So anyway, that thought came to me today, and.
And it very much is that all related to the timing. But we spoke about it the other night, and I know you haven't had time to review the recording of the, I don't know if it was yesterday's class or the class before that, but we did speak of it. And,
oh, okay.
And we, you know, we tied it all together, although, you know, it was done very quickly and it wasn't in too much depth.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you should listen to that, and maybe we'll have another question and answer session.
Okay.
But it's all of these actions are going to be related. You know, the people who are not turning to Hashem and asking for help, those people are looking to Trump, America under Trump, to make that happen. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it very well could be that Trump gets impeached, that the country, the U.S. government will not support Israel. And we just don't know what policies are anymore.
Right. And by the same token, we have to also look. I mean, that's what I'm thinking now. I think because of the circumstances I had, you know, over the last few weeks of coming to see that, you know, really can't depend on anybody down deep. Not your rabbi, not your husband, not your best friend, you know. Well, I think the same thing, just as what we just said about Israel, that we have to look at ourselves too, as a country, you know, as well as, you know, we kind of learn these steps as we go through things in our own personal lives. But I think when seeing it now as a global type thing and seeing it as a, you know, it's not just looking at Israel, it's also looking at us. You know, if we're looking for Trump to be the one to bring us to a higher level of jobs and anything else, then we've got our eye on the wrong. We're not focused on the right thing. So, not a big revelation, but it's like something you always, you know, but then you have to experience it.
Mm-hmm. It's something you know it, but you don't live it. You know,
yeah.
You have to run up into the and get hit in the face with it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You have a good evening.
Okay, I'll try to be back in a little bit. Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye.
Thank you, Sano.